In Mexico, the U.S. election returns were overshadowed by a plane crash in downtown Mexico City that killed the nation's interior minister. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Across Mexico City last night, in bars and restaurants, televisions were glowing with red and blue maps of the United States as people tracked the election results. The contest between Barack Obama and John McCain has been followed extremely closely here, with opinion polls showing the vast majority of Mexicans supporting Obama. And the crowd in this bar would erupt in cheers every time another state flashed blue into the Obama column. Then the broadcasts were interrupted by a somber message from President Felipe Calderon. President Calderon announced that his interior minister, Juan Camilo Moreno, had died in a fiery plane crash in a posh neighborhood of Mexico City. The incident killed all eight people on board, including the nation's former top drug prosecutor, and injured some 40 people on the ground. Moreno was one of President Calderon's top advisors and the second highest-ranking official in the Mexican government. He'd been tapped by Calderon to lead the country's bloody war against the drug cartels. Immediately, there was speculation in the local media here that Moreno's plane had been brought down by organized crime, which has killed more than 4,000 people here this year alone. Officials here say Moreno's plane crash appears to be an accident. Mexicans celebrating Obama's victory expressed hope that Mexico's relationship with the U.S. will change under a new administration. Tania Atalano was at a party hosted by the U.S. Embassy.
I mean, I really hope it will be better for us with Obama, especially for the immigrant people and so on, and that it won't be so much war in the world.
Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.